The buffalo, of course, are gone. The hunting lands are almost gone, and the other old ways are going. But the American Indians themselves still remain. What's left for them now? Well, the Institute of American Indian Arts in Santa Fe, New Mexico, is one place where artistically talented young Indians, at least, are trying to work out answers to this question. I'm Sheila Turner of Scholastic Magazines. Recently, I visited the Institute in Santa Fe and spoke to some of the students there about how they view themselves as Indians and as artists. What follows are some of these conversations. First, Bobby Powell, a 16-year-old girl from the Oneida tribe of Oneida, Wisconsin.
Well, I wasn't brought up traditionally, really. We kind of moved around a lot because my father was a construction worker and we moved wherever he had a job. And we've been in Oneida for about 10 years, though. He's been working at home for about 10 years now. A lot of the kids there have lost their traditions. Just the old people talk Oneida back home. I don't think any of the young people do.
What kinds of things do you use as your start for your subject matter now?
The things I'm doing now are a lot better than what I used to do because just drawing from another picture, but now I create these things myself and it's my own work. A lot of it is using really earthy colors and a lot of washes, and it's contrasted by something brighter. And it's just more of a feeling than it is a painting. And that's what makes a painting, I guess.
What are the sources of you learning about visual tradition?
Well, a lot of the old photographs and books have, like in one of my paintings, that one with the buckskin fringe, like it looked like buffalo hide fringe, that you see a lot of the old Indians, they're wearing these old robes, and the buffalo hide looks all stretched and fringed and kind of beat up, and buckskin and feathers used to identify with the Indian, whereas nowadays they don't mean anything to anybody anymore except the old people who still have the deep traditions within them.
Do you think there's any reason for trying to preserve tradition?
Tradition is something that you can have with you that you feel richer with it than people who don't have their tradition. In our house, we've got a lot of the old baskets and old pictures and, just things, old pipes, and they're really old stuff, and we're just keeping them. And we've had offers from, like a museum or someplace, but we're just hanging on to them because, well, they're a part of us. Like, they've been with us, a long time. They're part of the family, and because, it's just nice. The Indians have things that are going to be disappearing. Like, on the reservations, there's a lot of really beautiful land, and some of it's being sold out, or it's being leased out for 99 years. It's all going to be concrete if this keeps happening, and the Indian people still have a feeling for nature, as do a lot of people yet.
Clarence Shago is an 18-year-old Pima Indian who was born in Phoenix, Arizona, but because of family problems, was sent at age 6 to Chicago to live with an aunt. In Chicago, he had little contact with the Indian culture, but his teachers realized that he showed some talent in drafting and metalwork, and they suggested that he transfer to the art school in Santa Fe. He arrived last year, and since then has become increasingly conscious of himself as an Indian and as an Indian artist.
I wasn't too serious about painting last year because I didn't know if I really could paint or not. I couldn't mix colors that good and everything, but then I'd get help from my roommates or something. They just show me a little here and there, and this year I guess I do my own kind of paintings. I know how to mix the colors now. I use mostly earth colors. I don't know, I think every student here uses earth colors.
What kinds of things are giving you ideas now?
Let's see. I guess the now Indian is influencing me, and the contemporary art of now. Mostly all the painters now, they paint of what's happening in the world today. There is no such thing as real traditional art no more. You compare an Indian today, like me, I have shoes, socks, pants, coat. and compare me with my ancestor 100 years ago. They never had these things. I'm sitting in a chair right now. They probably never had a chair. Just sitting in a log. There's nothing near traditional. But there's a lot of Indians that feel traditional. And I'm glad they do. Because we got to preserve it, you know. I've been doing that kind of painting this whole beginning of the year. And I'm doing one now. It's a flat painting. It's, I guess, close to traditional. You know, I just looked in some books and just gave me mine. Pimas are familiar with circle designs, right? And every time I draw a circle, I always make something in it real easy. Like. I take jewelry also. I just started this half semester. Getting pretty good in there because I had had shop before in high school in Chicago, and I knew how to work with metals. There's a lot of other students that are better than me, though. But over here, students don't go against each other for competition. I guess that's one thing about Indians. We don't compete each other. Like in Chicago, when they ask a question, you know, people raising their hands and everything. Over here is different. When the teacher asks us a question, there's no hands up at all. But every student knows the answer, but they just don't want to say it, you know. When I finish here, I want to go to art college. I don't know where at yet, just yet. I'm going to wait for about 2 years before I go. I want to go back to my reservation, to my grandparents, stay there for a while. Just want to learn more about myself and my tribe, I guess, because I've been away for so long, you know. I feel funny, you know, I've been away so long. And other times I feel just great, too, because I lived both in the white man's world and my own world. And I can go to a white man's world and I know what to do, you know, just as well, I guess, as I would in a reservation. So I got two things to go to. Where a white man, he can't do that.
Larry Avakana is a talented 20-year-old Eskimo sculptor who spent his first 5 years at Barrow, which is the northernmost town in Alaska. When he was 5, his family moved to Anchorage, and there Larry was somewhat cut off from his own culture. But when he came to Santa Fe, he kind of rediscovered it. I spoke to him in the busy sculpture studio at the school.
I felt kind of in my little own shell when I went to high school. Like I never really got to know people or got to open up to different things. But now I feel that I can talk to people more and I can do much more, I feel, than I came here. I've looked through a lot of books, you know, and find out what my culture was really like. I didn't really know at all. And I've learned that there's a lot of pride in being a Eskimo. I find out that the art is really extremely great. You can really open up to what you find. And when I first came here, I was really scared because I'd never been out of Alaska before. And when I came here, there was a kind of an ease that came over you that you never felt before. It was kind of tense in Anchorage, you know. I was tense all the time, seems like. And when I came here, it was kind of easy to do things and easy to learn. When I look at something, like some prehistoric things or some Eskimo mass or something, you know, I get another idea as a another form coming out of that form. Like, I can draw from a mass, then I can relate from that mass to another form, which has a Eskimo quality to it. And I think it's a little better, I think. Maybe there's a little more knowledge into what happened, you know. It's not for ceremonial ideas or for religious ideas, but it's for artistic ideas of my own.